Hello and welcome to our service for Friday the 19th of April. Into your presence we come, God of grace and peace, who was and is and ever shall be the Eternal One. Eternal One, for whom both day and night are both alike, still our mind and body, that we may pause to sense your presence with us in this time. Amen. Our reading for today is Psalm 46, verses 1 to 7. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is a rock-solid psalm, which just reminds us of the spiritual, I'm on my way to heaven, I shall not be moved. Just as those who sang the old song sang it with hope in the face of the cruel and inhumane oppression of slavery, so this psalmist is not afraid though the earth give way. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be that assured all the time? Yet even in the Psalms, we sometimes find a more wobbly attitude towards God. So in Psalm 107, sailors at sea praise God for his wonders, but then become terrified in the storm. In their peril, their courage melted away. The challenge that the Psalm presents us with is the challenge of spiritual resilience, especially when it feels a little like the end of the world as we know it. Though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, and in the midst of political and economic turmoil, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. It is a psalm for our times. Putting all our trust in God is the need for our times. So it may be that your prayer today takes a slightly different form, asking God to give you the gift of faith that holds steady when everything else is falling apart. Pray for those who we yearn to know Christ for themselves, and pray too that you will dare to believe in such a way that gives doubters, questioners, and seekers confidence to search for your God, who is ever-present help in trouble. Amen. As we sit with God, we bring to him our dreams and desires, our worries and our fears, our concerns for the world and its people. And we pray especially today for the gift of rock-solid faith. We pray that in our faith we will be inspired to search for God and to find even deeper faith in him. We pray for those times when we have that wobbly attitude towards God, when we're terrified, and when, like those in Psalm 107. Find ourselves in a storm, find our courage as melted away. Help us search for that rock solid faith, one that we can depend upon in the darkest of times. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We open ourselves to God as we pray. Loving Lord, increase our hope and trust in you. Dispel our apathy. Inspire our imagination and deepen our commitment to journey with you. May we find courage and humility, patience and strength to carry hope into the world and allow your light to shine from within us. Amen. May the love of the Creator go before us. May the life of the Redeemer be within us. And may the joy of the Spirit shine through us. Amen. Let us walk in the light of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways and we may walk in his path.